It's not therapy. It's not a lecture. It's just a table, a drink, and the kind of conversation you didn't know you were missing. A new initiative called Let's Talk Live is quietly making waves in Victoria, inviting strangers to sit down and talk, no strings, no pressure, at Spinnaker's Brewpub every Tuesday afternoon. From 12 to 2 p.m., anyone can walk in, grab a seat with one or two others, and start talking. Conversation prompts are provided, but the flow is organic. The idea is simple: eye contact, shared stories, and maybe a laugh over lunch. For organizer Jenny Kieran, it's about more than small talk. "The idea has been in my mind for a long time," she said. "I noticed the city's report on safety and well-being, and it just clicked. When a community is more connected, crime goes down. Some studies say up to 40%. Kieran says the group isn't just for lonely people, though it certainly welcomes them. It's for anyone looking to engage, listen, and take part in something that feels increasingly rare: real-life connection. "We really want to reach out to young men and get them together with older men," she said. "That's an area that's really needed." What makes Let's Talk Live different is its flexibility. It's free, with no long-term commitment. "It's like going to the theater or a park bench," Kieran said. "Totally voluntary, but meaningful." She also sees potential beyond the walls of Spinnaker's. Kieran is collecting signatures on a petition, hoping the city will one day adopt the model. If that happens, she envisions restaurants citywide welcoming diners to connect with others over a meal, and no one ever having to eat alone again. Victoria Councillor Matt Dell called loneliness a growing social issue, and praised the initiative for encouraging real-world connection. "It's wonderful to see any initiatives aimed at building community, making connections, and breaking down the social divides that seem to be growing online," Dell said. "I'd like to come down and join this event this summer and help build connections between residents and local councillors." Modern neuroscience backs up connection, therapy. Eye contact and conversation can trigger oxytocin, endorphins, dopamine, and serotonin, all known to regulate mood and reduce stress. In some cases, researchers say, regular social interaction can even help grow new heart muscle cells. "It helps you feel better," Kieran said. "It heals wounds. It's good for the body and for the city." Let's Talk Live runs Tuesdays through August 26th at Spinnaker's Brewpub in Victoria from 12 to 2 p.m. Those interested are asked to sign up via Eventbrite.